Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tim Byers is here. Tim's a new friend. He's a mortgage analyst at American Financial, which is a leading national mortgage banker, and he studies trends affecting the real estate industry and the mortgage banking industry, and we're glad we found him, because we need these kinds of updates from time to time, because this is a huge part of our economy. And between home building and the automobile industry, those are two of the classic pillars of our economy, aren't they, Tim?
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. So let's talk about millennials, because I know that's one of the things that's on your mind right now. Yep. My observation is that the millennial generation, the young people from, say, let's say they're between 19 and 39. I think that's generally the range that you're looking at, 18 to 38, 19 to 39, that kind of thing. Just under 40, I think, is where we are with that generation. It seems to me that they're literally a half generation behind. As a generation, in terms of ownership, at least a half generation behind their previous, like their parents and even their grandparents. What do you think?
I think you're probably right. I mean, if you look at some of the data, so yeah, generally when we look at home ownership data, 35 and under is where we consider the millennial home buyer.
Right.
But, you know, in terms of the age range, you're not far off there. But in that group, home ownership has been steadily declining for the past 6 years. I mean, going back to 2010, they, you know, comprised about 40% of the home buying populace, about, you know, in terms of the available, you know, inventory versus the generation that could buy homes. Less than 40% were buying, and now it's down to less than 35%. But this year, it may be turning around. I mean, it does look as though, you know, one of the trackers that we follow in this industry, the National Association of Realtors, puts out data regularly, and their most recent report said that, you know, we would get to over 50% of, you know, that mark would rise above 50%, and first-time home buyers in particular are going to be comprising a big chunk of the market this year. That's not too surprising either, because you know, millennials are growing up. The economy.
What I say, yeah, as more and more of them yeah. are in their 30s, as
right.
they are as some of the rose tint is coming off their glasses a little bit, right? They're becoming a little more mature in terms of you know how things really are, and yeah. I can see that happening. You know, I'm looking at a graphic here that I got from the Wall Street Journal. The source is John Burns Real Estate Consulting. And he's showing existing home sales to inventory, and that gap is widening. Meaning the existing home sales is widening from the inventory. They're not moving in the right direction. They're moving away from each other, so to speak. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah.
Is that a trend you're seeing in general?
It's an interesting stat, because inventory has been, and it depends on the market. So, you know, where I am, you know, American Financing is located in Colorado, so I'm in suburban Colorado, and this market in particular has been incredibly tight. There has not been very mm-hmm. much inventory at all. So if you're a millennial, you know, coming out here, you know, you are going to be facing a seller's market, and it's tough to buy in those types of markets. So, you know, there are some people who sit on the sidelines here, or have been sitting on the sidelines, because in inventory has been so tight.
Right.
In other areas of the country, it hasn't been as tight, but generally, it's been a seller's market for a while now. But I think this is part of the NAR data, is that we've been building up inventories so much
mm-hmm.
over the past few years that, you know, it's the tide is starting to turn, and you're starting to see some better deals out there.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Another thing, if you look at the psychographic of the millennial generation, they seem to be more urbanite types, right? They like to mm-hmm. be downtown. They want to be close
yep.
to restaurants and things like the experience.
Yep.
Experiences
yep.
in life are more important to them than their grandmother's antiques. And
right.
and so urban, that kind of urban renewal type of residential housing is expensive these days. But if they would drive 7.5 miles outside of downtown, they could buy a 4-bedroom house and with 3 baths for what they're going to pay for a loft downtown. But
yeah,
isn't the psychographic part of this part of their problem too?
It can be. I mean, but also remember that, you know, the way millennials also seem to be, you know, indulging in trade-offs. So, for example, in order to live in, say, an expensive city like New York or San Francisco,
right.
they will forego owning a car.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll use ride sharing, or they'll use public transportation. This is one of the greatest generations in terms of overall saving. T. Rowe Price recently did a study on this. This is kind of interesting. I thought it was fascinating that 2/3 of the millennials they surveyed said that yes, they would make significant sacrifices to make sure they were consistently saving.
What about the little house deal that you see on television? That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I mean, I don't know if they're saving money or not, but who buys a 120-square-foot house? I'm sorry, Tim, I don't understand that. Look, I have millennials in my family. I employ millennials. As we've always said, some of my best friends are millennials, right? I love them, and they know I love them, because I've been saying for years they're probably the best in terms of quality individuals. The millennials are probably the best generation we've ever raised. They're high quality individuals, no question about that. But they're so darn quirky in this 120 square foot house thing, and they trade
yeah.
up. If they decide to trade up, they go all the way up to 240 square feet. You know. Which is a utility room, right? So anyway,
well, yeah.
Hold. I need your website. I need your website, please.
It's AmericanFinancing.net.
All right, so check that out, folks. Another thing that I think is happening is the millennials failing to engage in the real estate market in the last 10 years, for example, has cost the economy. I think that's part of the reason the economy's off. We're going to be right back with more of this after these messages. 20F.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.